A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Back with you on a Wednesday morning pregame daily here on the Braves Radio Network. Kevin and Chris getting you set for the final game of the series, final game of the road trip. Braves looking to come home with a sweep at the hands of the Houston Astros. And Chris, before we get into the good from yesterday, obviously this time yesterday morning, we had no idea what the news was going to be on Ozzie Albies. We find out he's got a fractured toe. He's going to be out for at least a few weeks. And in the short term, Luis Guillorme, David Fletcher will hold down the fort. So I don't know if there's a fan base that's been kicked around for, you know, injuries like the Braves had early on. But look, no one's feeling sorry for you. You got to move forward. Your depth's contested, and we'll see how they can handle this injury now moving forward.
Yeah, I don't like the idea that just after the Spencer Strider thing a couple of weeks later, we're talking about, hey, you know what they did? They took BP and they played the game. When a guy goes down, they don't really, you know, you care more than anybody else cares. No doubt about it. And even Brian Snicker, look, these guys don't moan about it. You can't start. I find it really offensive when guys start to tell you, well, here's our problems, and they start listing them out, because no one, you know, you're not allowed to cry before the game. You're not allowed to cry after the game. You just take what you get. You don't pitch a fit. And if you're a little bit shorthanded, you're not going to be the only one. And the question then becomes your depth. And we don't usually think about depth in baseball, do we? Like, we think about depth in college football, what separates the big schools from the smaller schools, the NFL at times, basketball, how many guys you got coming off the bench. But there were times if you get hit by it, you know, a few guys in a few week period, you're going to find out a little bit more about your organization, and maybe you knew.
I guess if it has to happen, don't you feel like these kind of things, let's knock them out in the beginning of the season, yep, like Sean Murphy, like an Ozzie Albies. Hey, you know what? If it's got to happen, might as well be now. And that way you can move forward and hopefully be healthy at the most important time of the year, right?
Oh yeah. Look, if you're going to give me the choice, yep, let's have our problems now. You can't guarantee any of that. You hope nothing lingers. It also might help you set up for the trade deadline a little bit better when you know what it is you might need. And it might be a piece, not necessarily a superstar. It might not be a top of the rotation guy. It might be a back end of a rotation guy. But it does sort of give you an idea. Do you have a couple of guys who are ready to play in the majors? Now, the good news is when you sign Duval, obviously you know what you're getting. When you have a backup infielder who's played 6 years in the bigs, you sort of know what you're getting. That's a little bit different. You know, sometimes, and we saw it with Vaughn Grissom and we saw it with Shoemake, you start talking about guys that are going to come up that are untested. You have veteran guys who have now taken the place of these guys. We'll see how that holds up. The back end of the rotation, you certainly didn't trade out a one. You got a five in for a one. That's not necessarily great value, but it's like the only thing you can do in April. You can't ask somebody to become a free agent again. You can't go sign somebody who's on another team. You just got to sit and eat it and figure it out until you get to the trade deadline itself.
Well, speaking of the back end of the rotation, one guy who has slid himself to the front is Ronaldo Lopez. Man, he has been outstanding through three starts, just one earned run, a lot of swing and miss. And I just mentioned it on the morning show today, the swings that veteran hitters like Altuve and Bregman, Tucker and others took against him last night. Yeah. They were going back to the dugout looking silly. I mean, again, you wonder where in the world would the Braves be without a guy who, I think when he came over, we all felt like, well, that's a nice addition to the bullpen, but here he goes and turn him loose. And man, he has been outstanding so far.
Almost too good. Because the decision that we thought was going to be a little bit easier, give him some starts, get somebody a little bit more ready, figure out who wins the Gwinnett Stripers lottery, and get him up and put this guy to where he's actually going to fit in best. Well, he fits in best as a starter now. Like, if you're going to ask what job does he need to do, he needs to start. And I wasn't sure that was going to be the definitive answer, but it's not even close. He needs to start. And it's going to be interesting to see how they push this thing along, because I don't know if they had a date in mind where they thought he was going to go to the bullpen. You don't want to waver too far from your plan. But shit happens, and all of a sudden you realize, you go, what would I'm looking for one. I don't need to look for two starters. Mm-hmm. That's how good he's been.
Yeah. I guess the question I have is, I know Snit was asked about it after the game last night. He shot it down pretty quickly. No, I haven't heard anything about an innings limit or pushing past a certain threshold. Maybe he hasn't, but those conversations, we know they've had to be taking place somewhere along the way. Yeah. Now I just wonder what it becomes. Okay, how do we navigate this? Because like you said, there's nobody making trades for starting pitchers until late June, early July. Yeah. I mean, you got to get through at least a couple of more months with this as you're constructed. So I know that Snit didn't, you know, say that they've had any conversations, but deep down, somebody's done some math along the way, right?
Did he was he asked that last night? I didn't hear postgame.
He was. He was basically asked, you know, with how well he's going, you know, have you guys talked about, you know, what the long term will be? He goes, no, not at all. I haven't heard anything. And that's we're just going to keep riding this thing and see where it goes. But
well, it's interesting that what he's saying is idiots on AM radio have actually thought about this and talked about this maybe more than the organization. I find it, let's just say, I find it hard to believe. I certainly don't believe he was ready to tip his hand.
Right.
But I'm a little bit surprised he went so far as to say that, no, that really hasn't been a thing, because I thought it was a thing back in February and March.
Yeah. Well, like I said, maybe he hasn't been in the conversation, but you know, somebody somewhere is thinking about it. And I just wonder, look, again, with days off, you know, it's tempting at times to skip spots in your rotation, but I think that's one way you can navigate this thing, at least for a while. But that only buys you a little bit of time, right? That's not anything that's going to be a long-term solution to get him into September in your rotation. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a skip a start here and there, save some bullets, get him out after five, whatever it might. Probably a combination of all of the above, right?
Well, think about how valuable he is. Look, I don't want to call him the most valuable guy in the team, but you know, not only doing the job well, that's the first part of the whole thing, but doing the job where you become invaluable. Like, that's what he's really doing right now. He, again, I don't want to label him the most important guy on this team, but it might be closer than you think, because I don't want to have to go hunting for a second guy in my rotation right now. With him, I don't have to, unless you make the consideration of, is this going to be a year-long thing? Is pitch count, innings count not really a thing? And we're just going to let him roll. Okay. All right. I hope he's ready for it. I'm assuming he's doing everything he needs to do. He does know what it's like to be a starter. He does know what it's like to throw 150 innings. So the good news is, or 140 innings, the good news is he's got that in his back pocket. He's got it on his resume. But I'm wondering if he's starting to think, okay, you know, you see it, I see it. I probably have to get a little bit more ready for this role to do it long term instead of short term.
No doubt about it. Well, it's been fun to watch through three starts. He's got an 0.50 ERA, just one run, 18 innings. Getting deep into the ballgame as well has been certainly what the doctor ordered for this Braves ball club. They have a chance at a sweep. Hey, speaking of what they ordered, last time around, we saw Max Fried against Miami. A little bit better lineup he's going to face here today. But boy, if he can put together two good starts on this trip, bookend it with really good ones, I think this team comes home and fans maybe breathe a little bit easier knowing that Max Fried they saw the first two outings, hopefully, fingers crossed, is a thing of the past.
Yeah, you'd like a little bit of good news. You know, the Aussie thing was a little bit gut punch. Not knowing to what extent the gut punch is it a knockout punch? Is it an extended period of time, or is it a little bit shorter? I know that they're, I don't want to say pushing a narrative that's making it sound like it's going to be a shorter stint, not a longer stint, but you'd like a little bit of good news. Well, Lopez did that for you last night. You'd like Max Fried to maybe continue and double that up.
We'll see if the Braves can have a happy flight home later on today, day off tomorrow. Then the world champs come calling for the weekend. Should be a lot of fun. A nice long homestand, too, at Truist Park. Chris, three different teams coming in. A lot of American League baseball. It's kind of weird how this all sort of bunches up in the schedule where you go play a couple of division rivals in the Mets and the Marlins, and then here comes the American League for a couple of weeks. I don't know if you like it. I don't know if you hate it. I don't know if you even think about it, but it is interesting the way that this schedule lines up where you do see a bunch of American League teams all at one shot.
Is it true? What's the story with the Mets and the Braves? What is it, a series that they don't see the Braves till September there? Is that what it is? Is that possible?
That would make sense now with two trips. Yeah, that would make sense.
Okay. Yeah. So again, that goes into, there's a little bit, you're right. It feels American League heavy. What, thank God we're in the position where the DH is universal now, because I never liked the setup of having to play an American League team unless I was built for it, but my roster wasn't made for it. At least we're all playing on the same playing surface now. You know, it is a more level field in that regard. But yeah, it does feel American League heavy, no doubt about it.
Do you like this schedule that they tweaked a couple of years ago with seeing everybody and making sure you play every team?
Yeah, I do, unless you were going to cut back the amount of games, you know, to 154, 148, then I think, you know, I do like the idea that somebody will be in your building every 2 years.
Yeah.
You will see every organization in your building, right? Isn't that basically the math of this?
Yep.
You will see every team in your building every 2 years. Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. I sort of like that. I think it's good for baseball, especially now that the DH is universal, where we're all playing with the same rules. That part I don't mind. I think if you brought it down to 148 or 154, and I'm not saying anybody's talking about that, but it has been something when you have to end the season in November, when you have as many pitching problems as you do. You know, that's the next thing. I'm surprised nobody has really said, how about this? You know, nobody wants to give up the TV money. Nobody wants to send a check back to the people who cut them checks. That's the problem. You know, if you say it's like football going to 17 games, it's like football going to Thursday nights. We care about you. We care about your health. But here's what we're going to do. Not only is it 17 games, the NFL is going to have 18 games. And we're going to play games on Thursday night, 4 days after you play the game. Nobody really cares about health. They care about the check. Right. And if baseball was a little bit concerned with injuries, you would think going back to 148, which would be enough time, by the way, to figure out who the best teams are and send them to the postseason. You're having to hand a check back to the people from TV, and you're never going to do that.
Right. Yeah, that's never going to happen. They don't like to give that kind of stuff back. So, I'm with you. I think it's cool. I think it's great for the next generation, for younger kids. They get a chance to see people that, you know, you only see highlights of, whether it's, you know, West Coast players or whatever it might be. So we'll get a look at the World Champs coming up this weekend. First things first, Braves and Astros today, 2:10 Eastern. You and I get together on the Ford Leadoff Show at 12:55 Eastern on the Braves Radio Network. Do want to thank the fine folks at Beaver Toyota and Beaver Direct. They've got me behind the wheel of the 2024 Tundra. Absolutely love this thing. Plenty of room for, I'm taking three kids to preschool this morning. We loaded up all the car seats this morning, helping out the neighbors. So I know safety, security is a big deal, not only with my kids, my family, but taking some of the neighbors' kids as well. Want to thank Beaver Toyota. And again, if you want to start your car buying experience, Beaver Direct, it's easy. It's a couple of clicks away and they'll take good care of you. And speaking of taking good care of not only you, but everybody, Lincoln Capital Advisors, Chris, they're active in our community. They've helped out our listeners buying, refinancing. Maybe you're looking to add a rental property to make some extra income on the side. Those guys are going to make sure they cross every T, dot every I, and they're going to put you in the best hands possible.
Yeah, don't try to do it on your own. I mean, you can, and then you might end up upside down. There's paperwork that's got to be signed. You have to understand everything you're signing. You got to make sure you don't get caught in some sort of okey-doke. These guys will look at the paper. It's advisors. Like, that's why that word is in their title. Advisement means that they're there to answer questions, but they're also there to pose questions to you to make sure that you're thinking about this the right way, whether, again, it's a buy or sell or an investment property. Don't get caught up trying to do the YouTube version of this. It's not really going to make sense for you. And when you're talking about your biggest investment, what could be part of your financial future, no doubt, you want to make sure that you put yourself in the best position to capitalize on whatever it is you might be doing with a mortgage.
No doubt about it. LincolnCapitalAdvisors.com for all the details. Chris, we'll get together later on this afternoon and hopefully this evening. It's a happy flight back from Houston for the Braves. They'll get the day off tomorrow and then back at it on Friday. And of course, we'll have the Ford Leadoff Show at 12:55 Eastern on the Braves Radio Network.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.